Toto? 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 I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Good morning.
Should we start the show, Neil? We've got a good one.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to November. Jax Jones, Years and Years on Gaydio. That's called Play. That's what we're here to do today. Neil and Debbie here.
Is it? It's playtime, Neil.
It's playtime.
Not every day, only on a Saturday between 10 and 1. It's playtime. You can dress up, just come as you are, kick your shoes off, and maybe have a little sing-song along with us, because I've got one song on my mind, Neil.
Oh, yes.
One. It's not the boring Beatles one. It's not that. It's this. Join in at home.
Yes. And what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
You and you. That's enough. Because that's not
sofa.
That could be classed as an anthem, but we've got to get to that later, Neil, because there's been a complaint about anthems, KDS anthems.
Yes, something you did last week.
We'll get to that later.
It's a busy show as well, isn't it?
Very busy show.
Yeah, lots on. We must at some point talk. Very exciting.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, please stick with us. It will get better. Oh, Doctor Who, what a flat start to the show.
David Guetta, Sia and Titanium on Gaydio.
Ooh, what is that? I thought Halloween was last week. What was that awful scary noise just then, Neil? Do your voice.
Oh, right.
This is at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. I'm giving out all the info at the start of the show because we do want to hear from you. Mm. And on Instagram, we are what, Neil?
This is Ndebs on Instagram.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. Yeah. Oh, thank you for saying the full word. So we'll get to your mentions in a mo.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at things that have been going on in the world. First of all, oh dear, it looks increasingly unlikely that the Prime Minister will include a ban on gay conversion therapy in the King's speech next week. How long is this going to go on for? As a result, a number of high-profile names, including Ryland and Russell Tovey and Alan Cumming, have signed a letter from Stonewall calling on the government to stop kicking the ban on the abusive practice into the long grass, which is what they keep doing. In a strongly worded statement, the letter says the Prime Minister has a choice of pandering to extreme voices or demonstrating his leadership by protecting LGBTQ plus people and standing up to abusers. That's gone to him this week.
Didn't you last week say that it was definitely going to get passed, a ban? So why are they not? 30
Tory MPs all spoke up, said, oh, no, no, no. So it's been kicked out again.
I've got whiplash. How quickly they make their change their mind.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Get on with it, boys.
There's growing concern from the LGBTQ community as it looks increasingly likely that Saudi Arabia, being the sole bidder, will be awarded the right from FIFA to host the 2034 Men's World Cup football tournament. Saudi Arabia has a poor human rights record with same-sex activity criminalised, punishable by life imprisonment, in some cases even death. A number of supporter club fans have already spoken out via social media to express disdain for the highly likely replay when a similar opportunity was given to Qatar, of course, remember, who hosted the World Cup just last year. So, and Dame Kelly Holmes says she lived in fear of people finding out about her LGBTQ plus identity for over 34 years before she publicly came out. Speaking to the Mirror newspaper, Dame Kelly says it wasn't an easy thing to express her sexuality because she was so trapped in layers of fear. Here she is on This Morning in 2022 for the first time speaking about her fears of expressing her truth.
I needed to talk about this for myself and my own well-being and my own mental health. I've never said that ever, that I'm a gay woman publicly on TV, and people don't realise how hard it is to say that word. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed, and I've been since I was 18.
It's so true, though. You do, when you are wanting to come out, you sort of build yourself into a prison in your head about it, don't you?
We have talked about this before with me on the show, that she's become, she's got wings now.
Yeah.
She is, you know, fly my beauty. She is her full self.
Yeah.
And we loved Kelly. We've loved Kelly all along.
That's right, we have.
But I love Kelly's, this is coming out wrong.
Right.
I love Kelly's full self even more.
I'll just play a song. Wonderful.
And yeah, play a song. And Neil, just one little correction for you.
LGBTQ community.
Okay, we've got that.
I should just said queer, shouldn't I? It's just so much easier. Get these side effects. Becky Hill and Side Effects on Gaydio.
You're going to adore us. Possibly get down on your knees and do one of those worship things. Shall I tell you why?
No, why?
Do you know what we've got for you ahead of Anthems at 11 o'clock? Because we have got some making up to do, Neil, because we upset a lot of people last week with the Anthems choice, with the Freedom of Choice choice.
Oh, right.
We've got I Turn to You, Melanie C, to play.
Oh, that's great.
Which sounds like a stampede of elephants going for it with their trunks. Start of it sounds like elephants with their trunks. It's beautiful. Must apologise. That sweat, that awful word fell out of my mouth. It's been a big week, Neil, and there's a couple of things I need to mention on the show.
Right.
One of them is, have you heard about...
What,
Kylie? The Kylie Minogue musical.
No.
Have you heard... Kylie Minogue, the musical...
Oh, no, wow.
...is coming out.
Oh, goodness.
All right. And I'm afraid I do... two people have made the news this week, and we're going to have to talk about them. Oh, my God, Neil. No. No.
Donald Trump. That's enough.
No,
put down the mic.
Donald Trump is back with a revelation, Neil. He's made, well, quote unquote, to quote him, the greatest speech of his life.
Oh, dear.
And he's made a discovery, which I think you and I might have done at primary school, during our vowels lessons. But he's made a discovery that's blown his mind and a few Trumponians as well.
Okay.
And I'm afraid someone else is in the country too, who's quite scary. It's AI man, Elon Musk.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, he's been here. He's given a speech, hasn't he? Yeah.
He's been talking about...
Sunday, Monday,
AI
days, Tuesday, Wednesday,
AI
days, Thursday, Friday,
artificial intelligence.
Days, the weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
So we're going to get scared out of our wits at some AI reality.
For the production there, well done. Very good. That tune exclusively in 3D on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. We have on the way on the show something rather special to do. I've been asked to get down on one knee, Debbie.
Oh, no. Neil, how many more times? I will not be your beard, ever. Who's us? This is intriguing. Is it... Can I have a quick guess? Can I have a guess? Is it those two ladies that came round to look at your house the other week?
No, they didn't appear, actually.
No. I was going to ask you for an update, but you've sort of given that away there. They didn't. But it's an exclusive to Gaydio. Yeah, Neil had two ladies knocking on his door a few weeks ago.
No, they sent a letter.
They sent a letter, didn't they? And they never turned up.
No.
Oh, they're definitely ghosts, love. Yeah. That's haunted. Your house is haunted. Move out. Oh, I'm excited to hear about that. Very excited to hear about that.
We have an indecent proposal on the show later, Debbie.
Well, there we are.
Not for the first time, eh?
No, it's not. No, it is not. At the Sendibs at Gaydio, can we send a huge, well, pre-Christmas love and thanks to our delicious friend, London Ant. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago he was in hospital?
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's much better now.
Good.
He's much better now. He's just let us know. I'm getting there. It was a warning bit of drama, but now I've got visions of Neil in a nurse's uniform, so sorry about that.
You're welcome.
I promised you'd go round and take his temperature. Not from the mouth.
He's a busy boy, isn't he? David Guetta, back again on the show with Galantis this time. That's called Heartbreak. Neil and Debbie here. It's an anthem, nonetheless.
Ooh. Heartbreak anthem.
Yes.
A bit of desire. And then the stunning Melanie C to come along. I think it's my favourite ever song of hers. I loved... remember Will B? Will B?
Will B?
Mel B.
Oh, right.
That's when she goes to her health farms. Right. Will B. At Mel B. And she did I Want You Back with Missy Elliott. I loved that.
Yeah.
I really like... And Posh. What was the one that she did? You're out of your mind with Dame Bowers.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, I loved it when they did stuff like that. I really like that. I have to, yeah. Oh, there we are. So I hope you enjoy them too. That is on the way. That is definitely on the way. Neil.
Yes, Debbie.
Neil Sexstone of Sextonia. I've got something to mention, but I've actually lost my page. Oh, I know. I've got to tell you. We've got to pay tribute
right
on today's show to Andrew Lumsden, who we very sadly lost. You and I have met him, Neil. He was one of the founding members of the Gay Liberation Front. He died at 82, and I heard the news on Thursday late afternoon on Gaydio listening to Brett.
Right.
So that's very sad. So I found an interview with him from 1972.
Oh, gosh.
Which led me down the most beautiful YouTube wormhole that ended up with a concert that Whitney Houston was involved with for HIV. Oh. And I'd never known about this.
Oh, wow.
So I had two beautiful experiences with YouTube this week.
It's amazing where you can go off in there, isn't it? You go off on little tangents and you find little gems, don't you? It's like mining.
Well, I've seen your history, Neil. I wouldn't call those gems.
More like this on Anthems in 15. That's Melanie C. I Turn to You. It delivers every time, doesn't it?
It is just, it is the best. I'm going out on this, Neil. It's the best ever solo song ever released by a Spice Girl.
Oh, well, well done, yeah.
I'm gonna say this, Jerry, don't hit me. Don't be angry. It's better than It's Raining Men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Neil, I've gone there. Name me a couple of other Spice Girls solo songs.
That's tricky. No.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They don't come jumping out at you, do you?
No. There's someone screaming right now at the radio going, "You idiots!" Push Spice. She did some.
Yeah, a couple. Mel C was the most prolific, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. We were lucky enough to see her at World Pride in New York pre-pandemic, and she came out on stage with the Sync the Pink dancers.
That's right, yeah.
And it was the highlight. My God, she's good. She's meant to have always worked with Sync the Pink. She's so good. She's a natch with them. She should kick those Spice Girls down the stairs like showgirls and just go on tour with Sync the Pink. She doesn't need Spice Girls, Neil. She's bigger than them.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. You can tweet us at thisisendebs at Gaydio, and we are on Instagram. This is Endebs is where you will find us.
Kylie Minogue fans, gather round, please. This is your call to arms, your call to...
Pat him.
Yeah, two bits of fantastic news this week, Neil. Thank you. Did deserve that. Number one, Kylie is releasing a brand new version of Tension this week.
Australian
Lisa, who we'll catch up with later, hopefully, will be spinning around in joy and happiness and backflipping because it's got different versions of the song. I can't wait to hear what she's done to Padam Padam.
Yeah.
Wonder what she's done with it.
Well, I'd love to. I mean, I think she should do a massage version mix of Tension.
Massage?
Well, that's what you have for Tension, your massage mix.
Oh, Neil, I'm not going to put that forward to her manager, if you don't mind. Your massage version? She'll call the police on you. The other bit of breaking news is Kylie Minogue, the musical.
This is
drop
amazing.
Mic. Yes, please. We'll have that. And it's happening in 1 week's time. The musical is called I Should Be So Lucky.
Oh, of course.
Yes, it's based on Stockhaven and Waterman. And Kylie Minogue turned up to the auditions a couple of weeks ago, and all the cast were doing it. Except, Kylie's not going to be in the musical. She's too busy for that. Rick Astley probably will because he's got a lot of time. But it's all the songs of Stockhaven and Waterman. And in the middle of them performing, I Should Be So Lucky, they heard a knock, 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 somebody at the door. And then in walks Kylie, and they just lost their shizzle.
Well, I'm not surprised. Should
we go and see that as a group?
Yes.
I'll ask Brett from Gaydio. We'll ask all the team. We'll ask Paris and Dave. We'll ask everyone. And you as well, of course. And we'll all go on a gay minibus.
Yeah, great idea.
To see I Should Be So Lucky.
We'll go on the Priscilla bus, if that's all right with
you. We'll go on the Priscilla bus. Yeah, and we'll have rows 1 and 2 and 3, and we'll all sit there and have fabulous fun. Shall we? Deal?
Absolutely.
Credit card, please. Have the long number across the top, Neil. Sort code, please.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio this Saturday morning. We've still got an hour of Gaydio's anthems on the way, and amongst those songs, we will play some more Kylie because we have an indecent proposal that I need to get down on one knee to do on behalf of somebody else, incidentally.
Neil, Kylie caused quite the issue with last week's freedom of choice.
Oh, did she?
Are you sure you want to stick with that?
Oh, well, we're going to have to.
You sure
it's
you
not
want
my
to?
Choice, this oh. one. Yeah.
Mm. People are going to come round your house with pitchforks, Neil. They're furious at you.
Okay, which one did you choose again?
I don't know. And also, Neil, I've got
we've run out of time.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Neil. You meant to say hello, Debbie.
Are you doing Will I Am? Is that your impression of Will I Am?
No, that's my AI voice. This is Gady Earl. It's been a scary, hairy Mary week because, he's in town, Neil. Elon Musk.
Oh, he's been to Bletchley, hasn't he?
Been to Bletchley, the home of our beloved Alan Turing. Yeah. If you've ever been around Bletchley, you can feel the ghost of him. Mm. I love Alan Turing. I get very emotional when I see him. Mm. I don't see him.
No.
When I see
when you get out £50 note out of your purse. That's
yeah, because
right,
yeah. I'm that loaded, Neil. Yeah. I actually wipe my bottom with so many. But Neil, it is the AI conference this week, and I thought I'd just calm us all down with some sort of very soothing words.
Oh, right.
IGV asked Elon Musk if we've got anything to fear about AI.
Right.
And, well, just put your feet up, listen to this, because it's all going to be wonderful.
A little bit of fear is probably wise. I think you've got a double-edged sword, which where I think most likely I should say that my personal opinion is that AI is sort of like at least 80% likely to be beneficial, and perhaps 20% dangerous. Well, this is obviously speculative at this point, I think if we hope for the best but prepare for the worst, that seems like the wise course of action.
So there are some lovely calming words by
no wonder he wants to go to Mars.
Yes, exactly. So just, I think that's all released a lot of tension from all of us this week. I feel a lot calmer.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, Neil.
Yeah.
Let's have a nice soothing song by the fabulous Sister Sisters.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
And work and turn and hunt. All right, lock the doors, lower the blinds, fire up the smoke machine, and put on your heels.
Woo.
This is Jake Shears, and you're listening to Neil and Debbie.
And Jake Shears, apparently, for all intents and purposes, is just killing it in Cabaret.
Oh, yes.
Cabaret. So, and we must go and see that. So, it's Kylie Minogue musical. We've got to go and see I Should Be So Lucky. We've heard from them, by the way. I've got a tweet to read out.
All right.
And Jake Shears in Cabaret.
Cabaret.
Hello, welcome to Cabaret.
You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, and also on Instagram, we are This Is Ndebs there too. From John Summerfield, he asks, please let me know how you got the tickets to Madonna. Madonna, Madonna, you said you would.
Yes, I will, and I will share this with you because I've actually got, we've got quite a few Madonna messages to get to.
Right.
She's having the time of her life on stage.
I know.
Fans have been posting the funniest videos. She's right in the middle of performing something and then she'll just stick her tongue out or she'll just go and do a funny face. She's loving it and she's feeling the outpouring of love from fans.
Good.
And it's so clever, Neil, even just everything to do with her outfits, like the rings she wears or something she's tattooed on her hand,
right.
Something significant. Seriously, it's a real fans gig.
Yeah.
And yes, I certainly can. Was that to John?
John, yes.
Was that to John? So John, don't tell anybody, but this is how you get the tickets. And I'm going to tell you next because I've got to get all my information correct, all right? So John, don't worry, John. I'll be there with him in a minute.
Angelic, it's my turn. Neil Debbie here on Gaydio.
Yeah, maybe it should be somebody else's turn for a change, Neil, like Karina Arse, who is so upset with you, Neil. I would lock the door, lower the blinds and run.
Mm.
This came through after last week's Freedom of Choice, where you picked three Kylie Minogue songs and I had to pick one of them because them's the rules. We got a message from Chris with a K from Gaydio.
Yes.
He says, that's you two told. And he took a screen grab.
Oh, yes.
Freedom of choice, says Karina.
Right.
Freedom of choice needs to be addressed, Neil. Padam Padam is not an anthem according to Gaydio rules. And as a huge Kylie fan, you could have picked any of her other amazing tunes. Right. For instance, Can't Get Blue Monday Out of My Head. That's a very good one. Yeah. Must try harder, Neil. Don't you agree, Debs?
Well, I'm going to say something about that, actually.
Yeah.
So, number one, the day Kylie recorded that track, Padam Padam, it became a Gaydio anthem. And number two, once you've learned how to play by the rules, that's when you get to break them. Our weekly deep dive into the archive, and once again, three tracks which we'll play clips from. Then Debbie has half an hour to decide which of these songs you can hear in full. Only one mind at the end of the anthems hour.
I just hope they're anthems, Neil, because I don't want you upsetting anybody else. Right, I hope they're proper anthems. Let's have a listen.
First one features Susie Ledge with Kasheen DJs.
Yes, please. This is...
Freedom of choice number one, Kasheen DJs, Susie Ledge, Sleep Tonight.
Superb, Neil. We don't need to go any further. Susie Ledge has just got the voice of a diva times a million, and I love it. Can we have that one? I don't need the other ones.
Choice number two. Will it be Duck Sauce and...
No.
Barbra Streisand.
No.
Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
It clearly does state in the BBC guidelines that you're not supposed to give any hint as to which track you want to choose until the end of the anthem's hour.
Well, that's a good job. We've never been hired by the BBC then, isn't it? And also, I wouldn't say that Duck Sauce is an anthem. No, that, not compared to Susie
Not to
Susie
you,
Ledge.
It's not.
No.
It is to some people, including...
Barbra Streisand.
Choice number three, Bass Toy and Running. Bass Toy, rather, and Running. That is your choice number three. There you go.
I think we all know which one we'll pick, Neil. And I should actually message Susie Ledge because she's got new material out and really good.
Right.
She's one of the most underrated female singers ever, and we worship at her altar quite regularly.
That's right, yes.
So we will be hearing that in about half an hour's time, so get ready.
Or it might be one of the other two. Who knows?
It won't be. They weren't very good.
Alternate Automatic on Gaydio's Anthems.
Oh, Neil was in the video to that. If you ever Google the video, Neil was... Because you've been in quite a few things now. You were in Casualty, the opening scene once,
That's
weren't
true,
you?
I was. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
And, so that's that. On to Twitter, Neil, at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. I'm not calling it X, and I never will, all right, Elon? Okay. I don't care.
John's waiting for his answer about Madonna tickets.
It's going to come here. It's going to come here.
Good.
Chris Patrick Curley has tweeted...
Ah, yes.
What are you looking at?
Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
He says, I love you too. I love you too. Huh? Because last week you called the podcast... Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. And it features you in it, actually, Chris Pidgecurly, if you listen to it. So he promised John Summers he wanted to know how to get the best tickets to Madonna. This is what you do. You can't get them now, but when she comes back nearer December, and don't tell anyone, because otherwise all the tickets will go and we won't be able to do it. Go to a website, which is called axs.com. And that will take you to the Ticketmaster, official resales, and other tickets other people have put up for resale.
Oh.
And I can tell you now, go for the left-hand side of the stage. Block 118 is astonishing. No, Neil, don't take the mic. And we got decent tickets there. Block 101, 102, and 103 are incredible. That's where all the action happens. Equally, if you can't get those...
Oh, hello there.
No, but this is serious stuff, Neil. We have chats on forums about this. Block 113 is pretty good, but all the stuff happens on the left side of the stage, so I'd definitely go there. But a couple of
zip up your anorak. Hello,
no,
go and see Madonna.
Shush, because it's Madonna fans. But we got tickets
2 hours before we went.
Right.
So I just want to know, you have to watch the tickets and then go right buy them.
Right.
It's really thrilling and quite erotic, actually.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio playing Faithless on Gaydio's anthems, Music Matters. Have an indecent proposal that's come in, Debbie, on email. In fact, it came on ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. This is from Alex. He says, "Dear Neil and Debbie, I hope you're both keeping well. I was wondering if you could kindly help me with something I probably should have done a while ago. I'm asking for your help for two reasons. My crazy Dutch partner is a huge fan of your show, listening every week live or on the podcast. Two, I'm a big fan too, and also an awkward Brit who's too shy and polite to make a scene asking awkward questions directly. So I was wondering if you might be kind enough to do the honours on my behalf. I accept full responsibility and liability for the outcome and consequences of my request, so in all, it's pretty much risk-free for you too. To set the scene, we've known each other for quite some time and we've been going steady for about 4 years now. We survive lockdowns without murdering one another, so I concluded he's the right chap for me. I suspect he feels the same way since a year ago we bought a rather ridiculous building project in the Canaries. We're now poised to start the build, and I'm a little concerned we might lose our minds over the next year or so arguing about silly things like floor tiles, bathroom fittings, and sun lounger fabric. So before we're completely loco, I thought I had better ask him the question and reaffirm to him that I am as completely head over heels for him today as I was the day I first met him back in 2016, and that whatever we're going to come up against, I'm always going to be there for him. So here goes. In spite of your questionable middle names and high evidence requirement for decision-making, says the email, Misha Herbertus Herbertina Van Abel, would you make an honest man out of me, Alexander Charles Woodhams, or failing that, just settle for marrying me? I'd be delighted if you could help.
Neil, that was so powerful, the bed run out.
I know, yes.
The actual bed run out. Well, do you know what? Staff Amanda and Alan's Italian job.
Mm.
We've got a better job. This is beautiful. So we've got Alex and...
Misha.
Could you remind Misha who are going to get married?
Yeah. Well, providing Misha's...
Well, no, you will.
Oh, right.
Don't say no, because that's really bad jinxy. That's bad jinxy. That's fabulous. Can we come along to your wedding and DJ?
Oh, yeah, shall we? Yes.
Yeah. Well, it depends where it is. We can't travel too far, not with our legs. but we obviously need to know the outcome of that. But yes, God bless you. And I think you may have started off a new feature.
Oh, yes.
Awkward Corner.
Awkward Corner.
Awkward Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, Misha is a huge fan of Prince and asked for this. I couldn't find a mix. So he said, well, have you got some Kylie? And I said, well, I think we can do some Kylie, definitely, yeah. Leg Soup Wonderland on Gaydio's Anthems.
Ooh, well, Leg Soup, one of my favourites.
Mm.
Good one, Heinz, do that one. It's quite hard to fit them in the tin, though. Vis-a-vis food, Neil.
Yes.
Oh, guess who's back on BBC Two?
Is it Nigella?
This is my selfish solo treat.
I do believe it's a repeat, but that won't stop me.
We want a new one.
Yeah, I know. We'll get on it, Neil. But she said something delicious in the week. May I share it with you? Imagine I was climbing the walls when she did this.
And now, a bit of a shake. Trick is to toss it... patiently, take your time.
Oh, yep. God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And in fact, often when I'm a bit impatient and go too fast, I add too much dressing.
So do I.
And end up with an overdressed salad.
So do I. My salad is quite often overdressed, Neil. And then she finished it off with a...
I just fork to mix.
So do I, Nigella. So do I.
It's the music that we choose.
Ah, we weekly deep dive into the archive. Earlier on, I gave Debbie three clips tracks. Kashin DJs, Duck Sauce, Barbara Streisand, and Bass Toy with Running. Those are your three choices this week.
No.
There we are.
I mean, I do... Bass Toy is funny. It's... But I'm sorry, there's only one choice for me, and it was the one, the only...
Divas are forever.
It's one of my favourite voices, and this song, you know how sometimes songs that I feel loved on a summer get to you, they get to your very core.
Yes.
This one, from the second it starts, sends me off the flipping chart.
Susie Ledge, Kashin DJ's Sleep Tonight. Wow.
Don't you ever sing that song again.
It's too beautiful, Neil. It's too beautiful. And I found this from Nigella as we were playing that.
The Micro Wave.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that, yes.
Yeah, the Micro Wave. That had nothing to do with Kashin DJs. I feel rude for doing that now. Thank you, Neil. That's one of the best ones you've ever, ever picked. It's the end of anthems for this week.
News is now. Midday Clips.
Hello, boys.
Where are you?
When you got it.
Ooh, that's better.
Cat Burns, People Pleaser on Gadio. Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gadio. Our email, ndebs at gadio.co.uk.
Someone's got COVID, is listening here. We need to send them big, big love.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to send. It's beautiful. Literally, we've got it, you know.
Sorry?
It's gone round. It's going round the village.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. I'm going right now, Neil, to Thursday when I was driving back to my house in Oxfordshire.
Right.
And I always listen to him, the wonderful Brett. Who is on Gadio Afternoons, getting you off at home.
That's right,
that's
his
sort of tagline.
It's strapline, isn't it?
Yes, it's his strapline. And he said, oh, it's such a horrible day. It's a horrible day. Let's everyone from the studio, come in. And they did laugh yoga.
Oh, right.
To cheer the moods up.
Right, yes.
And I'm going to tell you, now Brett put his heart in it. He put everything into it.
Yeah.
Some of the Gadio team didn't. They were sort of, So I'm going to give this to Brett. It's a little present from me to you. No one can make you laugh like this. Just thinking about this icon saying it makes me laugh. Are you ready? You have to do what he says, Neil.
Yeah.
You have to do what Mama Roo says.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Yeah.
And repeat.
It's lovely. Also on Brett, he said that the Glastonbury rumours are flying around. Have you heard them?
No, what's this?
So Taylor Swift has got, she's doing her world tour at the moment, you may have noticed, and there is a gap in her world tour when Glastonbury falls.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah, and there's also, and I have heard this one, I don't think she'll do it, the one, the only...
Madonna
is rumoured to be a name in there, and there's no way she will ever do it, because if you've seen her live, it's not, she's about the whole... visuals. She's not going to walk up and down a stage with people falling in and out of portaloos, mud everywhere. She's just, it's not going to happen.
Are you sure?
No way will she stand. No way will she stand on a stage. You know, if you've seen her tour, she flies across the flipping stadium in a box.
Right.
All right? No, she's not going to do that. She's visual. So Taylor, she could.
Yeah.
But Madonna won't lower herself, Glastonbury.
Right.
No way.
I'm going to clip this so that when she does, I'm going to play it.
She will, Madonna, trust me, never, ever play Glastonbury. There's more chance of me growing horns out of my boobs.
It's funny that the link has gone really odd at that moment. That's just superb.
Oops.
You couldn't make that up, could you? Dua Lipa on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning, and much excitement if you are a Whovian. November the 25th is the brand new series of Doctor Who, and Russell T. Davies was on his Instagram page this week.
Yeah.
Very, very excited about these new episodes. A whole this weekend, there's a whole load of Doctor Who content on the iPlayer. There's all the old episodes. There are documentaries. It's brilliant. Honestly, if you're a Whovian, you'll love it.
You're sad. If you're a Whovian, get a life, because that's sad.
So so David Tennant has made a comment about the new series in which he appears, and Russell T. Davies posted this on his Instagram page. Now, obviously, I couldn't get any voices to. So what I did, I decided to use the AI that is available to us. I went to ChatGPT I got the quote from David Tennant that was on this Instagram page from Russell T. Davies, and I got it sort of voiced by AI. This is what David Tennant thinks about the new Doctor Who series.
I was surprised, admits Tennant, also a Who fan since childhood. When I saw what that first script was based on, then I read the second script, which is unlike any Doctor Who episode ever. These new specials are Russell off the leash.
Russell off the leash.
I just say, I don't think... is that AI trying to be David Tennant?
Well, not exactly. No, it's the closest I could get.
When everyone said AI is going to take our jobs, I think we have got nothing to worry about, do you? Well, that was thrilling. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Thank you for... Do it all.
Katy Perry, last Friday night on Gadio. Little Libby here.
Is that a hickey or a bruise? Brilliant lyric, that one. Genius. And, of course, the Just Eat is advert still my favourite. They've done a new one with Christina Aguilera and somebody else, and it's not as good.
No, well, there you go.
I have a salad when I write a ballad. It's genius. This is Ndibs at Gadio, email ndibs@gadio.co.uk. Now, on Thursday, I heard the very sad news that he's absolute legend and one of the original sort of activists and founder of the Gay Liberation Front, Andrew Lumsden, passed away 82 years old. 82 years old. And he was among the sort of amazing queens of the original London Pride March. Now, we met him a couple of years ago, Neil, when we went to Sadiq Khan's pre-Pride
reception. Yeah.
Reception. Mm. And he was there with all of the Gay Liberation Front. Peter Thatcher was there.
Yeah.
Everyone was there. And he was fabulous, actually. But I didn't know too much about him. So I went onto the dark web, Neil.
Right.
And I found this from 1972. I have to apologise now. The clothes are awful. And it's very BBC. It's from Panorama. And this is Andrew being interviewed on Panorama. And next to him is someone else from the Gay Liberation Front as well. And what they're talking about is quite interesting.
You are a self-declared homosexual, Andrew. Now, has this made life hard for you?
It hasn't made life hard for me in the least. But I think there are two obvious things to say about it. In the first place, why should I bother to declare it? And what could be more absurd than the idea of a self-declared heterosexual?
Right.
But the direct answer to your question is that in my work, I have not been in any way abused or maltreated. Everyone is very calm.
That's not typical, though, is it?
No, I think Andrew is the first homosexual I've ever met who's been lucky enough to be able to say that, because I could quote you example after example of people who've been discriminated against because they were homosexual in their employment, in their family lives, in their social lives. I know of people who've lost 3 or 4 jobs in succession because it's been brought to notice their employers they were homosexual. Certainly the fact that people are homosexual is of material interest to the police, and I'm absolutely positive that people who are overtly homosexual, or saving your presence, Andrew, self-confessed homosexuals will have a security file on them, probably for that reason.
Neil, a security file because you're gay.
Yeah,
that voice you heard there was Anthony Gray from the Albany Trust, who did an awful lot for the Gay Liberation Front. And I remember, and this is horrendous, Neil, I remember my uncle, my gay uncle David, who we lived with when we were growing up, he said when he went to get a mortgage in the 90s, they asked him if he was in a homosexual relationship.
No.
Because he wouldn't have been able to get a mortgage. And I've also heard, and I think you and I have heard about this, if you go for job interviews, they found files of people who've put, like, not homosexual, but they've put some
marked
letter.
Yes.
You've been marked on your file.
Yeah. disgusting, isn't it?
This stuff happens. It still happens.
Oh, it still goes on.
It still happens. But that took me down a wormhole, which led me to Whitney Houston and a concert that she did. Shall I play that to you next?
I think that'd be a lovely idea.
So do I, because this link has gone on quite long, hasn't it? Don't mind you for nodding off after the Doctor Who one.
Zara Larsson on My Love on Gaydio.
Well, my love, higher, lower. Neil at This Is In Depths. It is. We're Gaydio. And Anthony Murphy will be along at 1 o'clock for Gaydio requests. You might want to ask for this song that popped up when I was Googling Andrew Lumsden from the Gay Liberation Front, who sadly passed away this week. But it took me to a link on a Facebook page for the Gay Liberation Front and said, I'm about to do an exhibition, and here's a photo that I did from a previous exhibition called Stories of LGBTQ Plus and Resistance. And here's the moment Whitney Houston sang Reach Out and Touch at a UK AIDS vigil in Hyde Park in 1991.
No,
did you know about
this?
No,
I didn't.
Do you want to hear her speech? Because the audio is terrible, appalling for the song that she sang, but she did sing this. Hang on, no, she didn't sing that at Sesame Street. She sang this beautiful, lovely song.
It's not a classic moment in the show.
No, I'm going to play you what she said at the AIDS ritual. Right.
Sadly, there is a stigma associated with those afflicted with AIDS. Even as we speak, it is sweeping away our children, our families, our loved ones. Our world must... We must continue through research to work toward finding a cure.
The event attracted messages of support from public figures, including the Princess of Wales.
Oh, my God. Of course it did. Of course it did. Whitney paid $20,000 towards that. Do you know who funded the whole thing? Privately funded it. George Michael.
Oh, really?
Put the whole event on. And here's the song that she sang by the original person, because the audio was terrible on YouTube.
Switch on the fan. Make this world
a better place. Ready? If you can.
Right, okay.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful.
I can't stop it now.
Oh, dear. Right. Thank goodness for that. Lost Frequencies. Oh, where are you? Where are you?
Here, Neil. Cooey. It's me, your comedy partner.
Neil Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio on Instagram. This Is Ndebs is where you will find us. Hello to Diligent Decorator, a.k.a. Alex, who started following us. Hi, both. I love listening to the podcast on a Monday at work. Time flies by. Thanks for the fun show and doing what you do. Thank you, Alex. And also from My Narrowboat, loving the show this week. Sending lots of love to Neil and Debbie. Thank you, My Narrowboat.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Mm. That's absolutely beautiful. So do you live on a narrowboat?
I know. I want
I'm
to know
really more. Intrigued about that, because I tried to live on a narrowboat when I couldn't afford to live somewhere.
Oh, right. Did you?
And I did look into it.
Yes.
I did look into it, and I thought, I didn't, because I'm female on my own, innit?
Oh.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. So it brought it down, isn't it? Beautiful to hear from you, and to you, Alex, as well, who's doing a bit of painting and decorating on the in the old week. Neil, I've got... Is that what Alex says for a living? Sorry, just very quickly.
Yeah, it's from the sounds of it, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm afraid... I'm sorry. Gird your loins, everyone! Oh, no! Old wicked hamster hair is back.
No.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Donald Trump.
No. Yeah, that's him. He's back with a vengeance, and he's done... Well, he thinks he's discovered a new saying... Neil. So, not make America great again. He's gone one better.
Okay.
He thinks it's fantastic. It's got two letters. His new catchphrase.
Right.
It's got two letters.
Yeah.
We'll take a little trip down Trumpy Town in a moment.
Just watch me. Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio with our Saturday show. Have we heard from Lisa, by the way?
I don't know. Just because you want to play This As Normally when we catch up with her.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your hello, Neil?
Hello, Lisa.
No, hello, Neil. Hello.
Oh, no, she's not there.
No. Has anyone seen my girlfriend? 6-foot blonde. blonde hair Australian.
Wow.
She's actually having brunch with her best friend Paul. So we've got about 10 minutes, haven't we? Right. She's got to get in touch. Yeah. So instead of that, I'm going to take you to a little trip down. Well, we haven't been there for a while. Won't you take me
to Donald Trump? Won't you take me
to Trump? Neil, he's stuck that hamster back on his head and he's off talking crap around America. This was from this week in New Hampshire. He's just been to see or spoken to President Macron.
Right.
Emmanuel Macron. How do you say his name, Neil?
Emmanuel Macron.
Emmanuel Macron. And Donald Trump, you may want to get a pen and a paper ready to jot down the revelation that he discovered while he was talking to people. I mean, this is big. B-I-G.
This is on our business. Why are you doing that? He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us. You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me because I'm saying, like a beauty pageant. No, it's amazing.
No, it's not.
I mean, believe all those people are drinking him in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, they are high on orange Trump, aren't they? He says he's such a great speechmaker, Neil. Should we have one of his classics?
Mm.
This is really good.
So true. Now we must work in our time. To expand a bit, and we have to do that.
We have to do that.
So we have no choice.
We have no choice.
We're going to make America great again, folks. Yeah. We're going to make America great again.
So what do we take from that, Neil?
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S.
I think we've all grown as people.
I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that?
Yes, we have. Yes. I want to take
me to Donald Trump.
Neil and Debbie on KDO and Anthony Murphy on the way very soon.
The delicious Anthony Murphy. And you know what happens on his show, Neil?
Pick the music.
It's fabulous. I always listen to Anthony when I'm driving down to see Lisa.
Oh, do you?
I mean, I don't know. I might not even see her this weekend. She's AWOL.
Well, I don't know what's happened to her. She's back next week.
I hope she's back next week.
Maybe she's auditioning for Kylie the Musical.
You know she is. And she'll push people down the stairs like showgirls so she gets it. Have a great week.
This is my selfish solo treat.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Do me a favour, love. Will you just pop this...
The microwave.
In the...
The microwave.
It's gone cold. Oh, it's so lovely to see Nigella back on TV.
I know, yes, how many years is it since we've had a fresh one?
Those episodes don't go stale though, Neil.
No, they don't, that's true.
No, because it's a very clever formula. It's podcast exhibits, hello there. It's a clever formula because she's always cooking something, right?
Mm.
That's never going to change.
No.
She's always going to have greedy friends that want to come over and laugh on camera. Oh, Nigella! And eat her food. That's never, ever going to run out.
No, that's true.
Ever.
Yeah, no.
She should do for charity. Maybe I could contact her and say she should do it for World AIDS Day.
Yes.
Auction off a place around that table.
Yes. Nigella's place.
Oh, my God, Neil. How much money have you got? I want to do it.
Head of my table.
Head on my table. That's what we could do. And you could sit... if you and I were there, Neil, you and I... We have to make a confession. We are the greediest people at a party.
Oh, my goodness. We stand by where the waiters come out, don't we?
We do. Can you take us back to when we went to Showbiz Andre? He used to be the Metro.
The Metro newspaper.
Christmas
party. Yeah.
Christmas party. The delicious, beautiful Wonderful Saturdays were there, but my favourite, Vanessa, was there.
That's right.
Showing me her tattoos. And the kitchen door, you and I just looked where the food was coming out. Can you tell what we did? Can you explain what we did?
Well, the waiters with their lovely outfits on, you know, the whites and all the dark waistcoats came up with those, you know, holding the trays on their heart.
Yeah.
You know, and they sailed past us. We went, oh, hang one sec. We're here too. Yeah. And we would help ourselves before they even got it back into the room, didn't we?
Well, we actually cut them off at the source.
We saw
where they were coming out.
Yeah.
And each step.
We were hungry.
It was like Squid Game,
but
without the death. We were taking walks nearer to the kitchen. By the end of it, Neil, we were practically in the kitchen.
Yeah. We're just opening our mouths as they walked past.
We were just, yeah. So we would be like, don't bother going out there, just
we're
shove
like
it
seals.
In. We were. Neil, it's not even a joke. Yeah. I am convinced
Shameful.
They would have gone in there and go, have you seen those two greedy bastards? I haven't been able to give Vanessa anything from the Saturday, so that's why I'm here tonight, put an extra shift in. And we really are greedy people.
We were hungry.
We were really hungry, like
we hadn't eaten, had we?
We hadn't eaten. We never did, because we thought we'll eat loads of food there.
We'll get our meal there.
Get our meal.
Like those little tiny miniature burgers.
You know, that's it.
Scooby snacks.
The lowest point. In fact, we should do this. We should do this on the show. I would do anything for food. I really would, Neil.
Yeah.
I push people out of the way at supermarkets if there's an offer on.
Oh, do you?
If there's a sticker on.
Right.
Unless they're OAPs.
Oh, right.
I'll say.
The reduced stickers. Come up at 4 o'clock or whatever it is.
Yeah. 4 o'clock offer. I mean, I don't really. Painting out I'm a pauper, I'm not, I just like a bargain.
But
what's the lowest point, and you'll know this the second I mention it, what's the lowest point in our career when we tried to use the fact that we were on the radio to get free things?
Is that the sausages at Waterloo station?
They were promoting it, it was
branded with a British Union Jack or something, wasn't
that's
it?
That's it, yeah.
I know, you don't see them anymore, those sausages, do you? They don't even work. We ate them all.
We ate them all.
They were giving away packs of raw sausages.
Yeah.
And we sidled up to the guy, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we sort of hovered. We got a couple of packs each, I think.
We actually said, and the moment the words left our mouth, and I'm too embarrassed.
Can I take some from a friend?
It's going in the book, this is. We work on the radio. We can give this a mention. Thinking it would get us. And he would have gone, good God.
He reached into his sack, though, didn't he?
He did. And we got some beautiful sausages at Waterloo Station.
Neil and Debbie.
Pig on pork.